Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow. And that means nothing from last summer will fit. And we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store. Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with real Japanese matcha, perfect for hot or cold brewing. Matcha is rich in vitamin C, catechins, EGCGs, and L-theanine. Enjoy a delicious matcha latte or smoothie with this convenient green tea powder made from Japan's treasured matcha, finely milled from high-quality green tea leaves. Get 25% off all Matcha Love products on Itoan using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoan.com.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer and Michael Kaufman, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Special guest, Sarah Gretzky.
Hello, hello.
Hi, honey. Hi. I haven't seen you in forever. So excited to catch up.
A wind down.
Tell me everything. It's still weird, by the way, looking over and seeing your engagement ring.
Is it?
It is. When we were kind of catching up in the hallway earlier, I was like, oh, this is weird.
Did it catch your eye?
It did.
Yeah, I tried a red color. I'm not loving it. I feel like now when you have a ring on your hand, you can't do certain colors, and red is just not happening right now.
Mm.
It's okay.
I love it.
It's all right.
But I love you.
I know.
So what's going on? Plans.
Oh, my God. What's going on? Making moves.
You're traveling so much.
Yeah. We've made some moves.
Dress?
Oh, yeah. Dress is done. I got a wedding planner. Thrilled. Couldn't be happier. They've done a lot.
Like everything.
Yeah.
Did you pick the band?
Oh, yeah. Band, video, photo.
Did you get my picks for the bridesmaids' dresses?
No.
I sent them to you.
To me?
Yeah, I texted you. Because you sent me, you're like, which one do you like? And I said the top left.
Oh, yeah, one. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I thought you meant you sent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unclear. I cannot decide on the color.
Are you doing a wardrobe change?
Oh, yeah.
Good. It's Sarah.
I mean.
I'm just making sure.
Yeah. I think just for like dancing reasons. I'm a dancing queen. I can't be bothered by like a train and a. So, but no, I cannot decide on the color.
Okay.
Like in general.
Well, what's the color of the wedding?
Unclear. I cannot decide.
Didn't you just want like black and white?
Yeah, but then it's like, is that too boring?
No.
And then
it's
like, it's
classy.
I know. Everyone keeps saying that.
Super classy. And then just throw in like a pop somewhere.
Well, so I wanted like, them in white. Like a... I wanted all the bridesmaids in white.
I love that.
They were like not happening.
Why?
None of them.
Oh, I'll show up in white, girl.
Of course. I just thought it would be so, because I want it to be like heaven. Like, I just want it to be so like.
Yeah.
And
I get it.
The consensus was a no.
Why?
Why?
I think they were just
it's
like,
your it's decision. Your decision.
I know, but they're like, really, bitch, we're not trying to stand up in white next to you while you're in white. You know? Well, it's not like the most.
The Kardashians did it.
Well, they also had dresses like tailor made to like their figures. You know?
Doesn't everybody? You don't buy a dress off the rack and not get it tailored, correct?
No.
Bridesmaid dresses fit a little differently. Like,
Yeah. On purpose? Well, no, make the midsection a little frumpy.
I want, and that's the thing is, I was like, I want them to look good. It's a vibe. Like, it's a whole vibe. They're part of it. So I'm like, I don't need them showing up looking like Frumpleston. Like, I need it to, I want them to look chic and sexy.
Definitely don't do red. What about black?
I hate red.
What about
red.
Black? With a white embellishment.
Black is like leading the...
I think a simple black would be really pretty.
All and right, then, put, and put then the doing... groomsmen in white tuxes.
Oh.
Oh. Tie though? No, no, I'm in white.
No. Yeah, you're... Look, contrast, right? You're in white, ties in black, bridesmaids are in black, groomsmen are in white.
Oh. That's kind of
cool. You're welcome.
Contrast, like contrast.
Idea. That's kind of cool.
But I kind of thought it would be like super sick if the guys were in like black velvet.
Mm. No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Because of like where we are and like the time. I don't know. I just
it
saw
really
like
great in London. I mean,
oh my God, I would. I just saw the Ralph Lauren fashion show during Fashion Week and it was just like, oh, it was like Gatsby vibes. I was just like feeling it.
That is
just
cool.
Like loved it.
Is your wedding going to be black tie?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
Oh my God. You're like the first person to be like, yeah, a guy. Because I
Do
feel
you
like,
still have your tux?
Yeah, buddy.
I thought I wrote all over it.
That's my wedding tux.
Oh.
You wrote all over his wedding tux?
I did with a black Sharpie.
But how did you see it?
Because he's...
Was it a...
It was a gray.
It was a gray.
I got
a gray.
Okay. Sorry.
But no, I have a black tux.
I was angry and I got angry with a black Sharpie.
I'm shocked that, you know, I'm shocked that's all you did, so...
Oh, it wasn't.
Oh.
That's somehow everything all stems back to all this stuff.
Oh, no. No, it'll be fun. It's going to be a time. What is it? Six months?
Oh, yeah, so you already said the month. It's going to be so fun.
So fun.
Can I wear black?
Yes.
Or maybe I'll wear a deep green.
No, so, love.
Finally, like a deep emerald green.
Love.
Finally, you're embracing color.
I love that.
Yeah, I love that too. Okay.
See, I wish I could tell everyone to wear black because I just think that would look so cool, but I'm not going to be that bright.
You can. And everyone loves black.
I know. So that's why I'm like, yeah, wear it. Wear it. Love it.
What do women, when it's a black tie event, do women usually have to stick to black?
No, I just feel like it means more of like a gown.
It's black tie, I think, means long dresses.
Okay.
And it just means for a guy
tux. And yeah.
Because what's black tie optional? That a guy just doesn't have to wear a tie? I mean,
I have no idea.
Mark?
And then you're asking the wrong guy. In fact, we've been invited to some charity gala next month in Beverly Hills, and my wife's kind of freaking out because she has sundresses. She doesn't have...
Gown.
Like, all I've been told is wear your nicest suit. That's what I was told.
Oh.
So not a tux, but wear your nicest suit. So what does she... Does she have to wear a long
gown?
See,
that's so confusing for a woman. Like, if a man shows up in a tux, like I mean, a suit, it's like, okay, where can I go? I can go pantsuit. I can go skirt. I can go dress. I can go gown.
I think she'd be fine. I wouldn't say a sundress, but like an evening dress with like... It could be short.
A midi.
A midi. Yeah. A midi's good.
Okay.
She can wear a midi. I wouldn't wear long for that. But for a wedding, I'd wear long.
Yeah.
Midi. We write that down.
Mid-calf.
Midi. But then again, though, I think a lot of people get that confused, and I think they'll still wear the very fancy midi.
Yeah. I know. I kept finding dresses that I liked for bridesmaids, but they weren't quite to the ground. And I was like, no, I can't do that. I can't have them showing up like half-assed.
Yeah.
Because I feel like people are like, you know, Mike's going to show up and show out, you know?
Yeah, buddy.
You're so excited to wear your tux.
I love.
Where is your tux?
Even though it's in the closet, even though I don't have a lot of opportunities to dress up, right? I don't wear a suit every day to work and stuff. I love, there's nothing more I love than buying like a suit, like going and getting custom made suit. It's like my favorite thing to do. Sitting down, looking at all the fabrics and the button details and the thread details and everything. I love it. The lapel, everything. I love it.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like obsessed.
You guys can go get like matching.
Last year for my birthday, we didn't end up doing it, but or it was like 2 years ago.
Why, Mike?
It's neither here nor there. But I was like, Gina's like, what do you want for your birthday? I was like, oh, I just want to go get a new suit made. And she's like, that's great, but why? Like, what are you going to do with it?
I was like, hanging in your closet? Like, it's not like you like dressing.
Come. Yeah.
It's like,
we have enough carpet stuff and carpet. You know events.
Like,
and
what
this
carpet
and that.
Do you wear a suit to?
You could just totally change your vibe.
Award.
Oh.
Hey-o.
Oh my God, yes.
25 votes a day.
Yeah, don't forget. Don't forget to get out there and vote. I feel like you got a lot of people behind you on this one.
I mean, Tanya and Becca have like they're like doing sweeps on Kiss FM.
Tanya's
like
obsessed also. Tanya any downtime she has, she's voting with other people's email addresses.
Oh God.
Oh, see, I don't have that.
I bet she's doing it right now. I bet she's actually. You can see.
Oh my god, I'm dying.
From the studio, we can see her staring at her phone. I bet she's voting right
now. I'm
gonna
start doing that. I'll be your like Tanya. Yeah. Like,
okay, thanks. Just, I like.
Jana's like, how do you?
It'll be a week, and I'll be like, oh, I forgot to vote this week.
Have you voted for us yet?
I did
like twice.
I haven't yet.
Oh, I can't.
But it's fine. We don't have Seacrest behind us, and that's okay. It's okay. You know what we have behind us?
God.
We got Wyndham.
We do.
We got Mark and Easton behind us. Well, they also do Scrubbing In too. So we're screwed. But it's fine. It's all good. On to other news. I might be pregnant.
What the f***?
Oh, my God.
Wait, Tori's screaming, I called it.
She did, which is so weird if I didn't mention it. And now Tanya's...
Wait. Tori, if you're pregnant running. For my wedding, like, what are we going to do?
I'm not a bridesmaid. It doesn't matter.
No, but like...
Oh, my gosh. I called it.
You did call it, but I don't know. I'm
She's late.
But you had fish like a week ago. I'm so stressed.
I know. So I don't... But here's the thing. What bothers me is that Michael never got.
You're
checked.
Supposed to do like a follow-up
yes,
check.
After to see. I'm sorry. No. So this is your fault.
Yes. And I've literally said to him, Michael, make sure you get checked. Michael, make sure you get checked. And he's like, yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it. Yeah. And now I'm late.
How late?
I have a pit. I have a literal pit in my stomach.
A couple of days.
It doesn't matter. I'm always on time.
What's funny is I lost track of how many times since I've gotten a vasectomy that Jana said, you know what? I really want another kid.
Oh, God.
I really want another kid. Now,
dude, you're
she
in
might
the...
be pregnant. She's like, this is all your fault.
I know. Tori's giving me 100.
Wait, Tori.
I'm not sure that's merited yet.
I needed to have another baby. Chase is getting too old.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Here's the thing, though. So Tanya still has her mouth.
Wait,
like,
we've got
yeah,
like
she's catching flies in there.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Usually, I'm very
so. Why don't we know? Like, why don't we figure it out?
The other day we were eating casually, having dinner, and I go, "So I might be pregnant."
She's like, "I want a slushie."
Yeah, I'm a Slurpee.
I have a Coke Slurpee, and he's like, oh, "Okay." And I said, "Would you be upset about that?"
Oh, she's playing games.
Did you not know Jana?
Not games. And he's like, well, I wouldn't necessarily want another one. I was like, so you'd be upset?
Oh, shit.
No. I said, I wouldn't be upset either way. I wouldn't be upset if we had one. I wouldn't be upset if we didn't.
But what a blessing to have another child.
Mm. Yeah, we make damn good looking babies.
I would love.
Not gonna lie.
But I'm just saying, it's worry. So he's like, when should we take a test? And so probably in the next.
Tonight?
Yeah.
I was thinking on the podcast.
Yeah, like now.
Just go run and get one now?
Next week.
Sure.
Yeah?
Would it show up?
Wait, just Postmates one.
Wait, would it show up?
You can Postmates a pregnancy?
I'm sure.
It's LA.
You can Postmates anything. Okay, hold on.
Wait, would it show up now? Like if you're a few days late?
Yeah, because usually it shows up. So like every time I took the first one... Like, it was, like, 6 days before I'm a missed period is when it would always show up. So, like, it would show up now. Because I'm late.
Hold on. Let's just...
Why are you freaking... Because he's getting, this reaction makes me think that, like, you wouldn't be happy.
All he wants to do is party at my wedding, okay? That's all he's worried about. He just is concerned.
It's true.
It's all about the wedding.
It is all about the wedding.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, like, let's see. You're going to be, like, September...
Guys,
yeah.
Tori just asked if she needs an ID to get a pregnancy test.
That wins. That wins the day.
I can't.
Oh, Tori.
Wait, that is. We're just,
she's literally thing. Running right now to like the nearest like.
Can you get it at
7-11?
Whole Foods? Because can you get one at Whole Foods? I don't know.
I don't. I think you can. I think you can only get them at like public CVS, Walgreens.
Do you like, need an ID?
Do you need an ID?
But we can't be far from a CVS.
No,
Walgreens.
We're not.
I think you need an ID for like
Plan B. But I think also now you can. Yeah, I don't know.
That's hilarious.
That's so funny. Okay, hold on.
Thank you, Danielle, for sharing that with us.
Here, I thought we were going to come in here talk about like just not this.
So. I mean, Dr. Romani's going to be on in a few minutes. And then after that, I'm thinking we send Jana to the bathroom.
150%. 150%. I think we...
Tori
can you
should
pee
be
in a cup and
then.
Do it in here? Like,
ew,
can we just have her do it live?
Just pour the cup over
no,
the...
No, no, no.
Bring the microphone into the bathroom.
Go pee in a cup, bring it in here, and then put the thing so we can all just be in this together.
We need some sort of big bowl.
Wait, but is it going to show up? I feel like you need more time.
No, it would show up. Promise. Because mine, what are you doing, Michael?
Whoa.
I'm listening.
He's picking his tooth.
Oh, I thought you were—you grabbed your bag to like throw up, and I was like, are you okay?
That would be pretty good.
I was like, are you getting nauseous?
No.
Yes. So.
Oh, my God.
I know. So that's the thing. Are you going to get tested after this, though, even if it's a... Because I think it's still something you should see if... Because we're not, there's no lack of sex in our marriage right now.
Ooh.
Yes. Yes.
And that's the tea. Wait, hold on. I might be confused. Why does... What's the problem that... he needed to get tested again?
He needed to test to see if
the
sperm...
You need to make sure your tubes are clear.
Yeah, I got tested. Yeah. I was supposed to get tested twice. I only got tested once. I was satisfied with the results of the first one. They still wanted me to come back again. And I'm like, it's fine. They said there was.
So you just said.
They found one dead one and one with no motility.
Right.
So like that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
And it's been 10 years.
This is Jana and I, and we were even talking about this when it came up. I was like, you know, we've talked about on here how we go in phases with intimacy and sex, and sometimes there's some issues around it, but we have not had an issue. For a while now.
Oh my God, these horny toes over here. Like, what?
That's definitely been like the one area that's remained the most consistent and strongest over the last
however
long.
With two kids, that's impressive.
You know what? That's pretty amazing. And like, let's say it happens. It's like this baby was made out of love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
That is true.
That is
I mean, not
true.
That they all weren't, but if you're as like connected right now, like it's kind of like.
I almost don't want to know though, because if it's not, then I
you're gonna be,
I'm kind of excited.
I know, I can tell. Like,
I know, I kind of would love another
You're getting
one.
Back in that chair and getting a reversal.
So by the way, getting tested is the worst because you got to bring it in. We didn't. You don't have to do it there.
No,
at least
no.
For me.
I actually, I think I threw away the cup.
You have to bring
the
it
cup,
in.
The cup,
within...
the cup made it with me from L.A. to the in the move to Nashville.
But it's got to be warm.
But I hadn't used the cup.
What?
It's got to be within 30 minutes.
Yeah, 30
I know.
Minutes.
Yes, I know. It's the worst. And then when you hand it to them, the woman gave me a look like, seriously, you're handing me this? I'm like, you work here. This is your job.
This is what you do every day.
I felt like a real schmuck.
A real schmuckety schmuck.
Oh, my God. I'm pitting out so hard.
Yeah.
Like, in a good way. In a interesting way.
If it's not, would you be upset?
Did I not remember what I said? I said, if we do, I won't be upset. If it's not. I won't be upset.
So the only really upsetness is going to be if it's not,
from
if you're not pregnant, Jan is going to be really disappointed.
Yes. I will say this. Part of me, just with the excitement that we're making this into now, is going to cause me to be a little upset if we're not. Only because, like, Jace, it's such a perfect age right now. So 9 months.
Aren't you guys exhausted with two?
No. I love
it. You find a way.
No,
like,
no.
We're tired, but it's just, I mean, yeah, it is, Mark. You just do it, man.
But I don't want a third.
Yeah.
No, I don't either.
I do.
And so that's
you know what a third means? Like new plane seats. You know,
it's
your seating arrangements
know,
will change.
I know.
And five is not a practical amount of people
for
dinner, for theme parks,
the
for airplanes.
For theme parks, that's a good, you have to think
party
theme parks.
The world is built for party
Jana's never going to go on a roller coaster. So if it's me and the three kids, there's two in the front, two in the back. We're good. Mom's the fifth wheel.
Oh, my
see,
God.
See, that works out great for you guys.
Oh, my God.
So we'll see. Sarah, when are you baby making?
Soon.
Soon.
I mean, like, why don't you just, like, hold off until next year?
I could try.
And then we could do it together.
No.
We can both.
No. No.
What's the difference between now and then?
A lot. That's a long time.
Okay, I don't mean,
because
like,
then
hold
you got
off.
Another 9 months until the baby. No.
Sorry. I mean, like, maybe, like.
But Mike, again, has, like, a very warped sense of, like, time, because when we talked about the whole, like, police thing the other day, and I made a poll, like, hey, should Mike
do
the police stuff? And there were so many people, like, he's 32. Like, you're not...
You're so young.
You're so young. It's just crazy. Like, he's just like, it's forever.
You would want him to be a police officer?
Well, no, I just was saying whatever he wants to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, of course not, but whatever.
No. Like, whatever he wants to do, I would, like... Because he was saying, like, that's something has always wanted to do. So I'm like, go do it. He's like, I'm so old. And I'm like, oh,
But that's not what's stopping me. It's, again, everything else that we have going on right now.
But you would be the oldest, don't you think, among your, like, group of cadets in the academy?
Oh, for sure.
You'd be the oldest
bike. Well, I will say there's a guy, a childhood buddy of my dad's, that served in the fire department with my dad for decades. Mm-hmm. And when he retired from the fire department, he went over and became a police officer.
Just started from at the beginning.
Wow.
Started
from
the
beginning.
That's
just,
cool.
Just to kind of double dip on his
That guy's
retirement.
Dedicated to the
yeah,
community.
Yeah, what he a is. Nice man.
He is. He's a great, and he's hilarious and a great man, too.
Side note, I ordered you a book, Mark.
You ordered me a book?
I did. Oh, yeah. We were in church the other day, and it was crazy. We haven't been to church in probably, gosh, long, long, long time.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Together, at least. Like, it's been a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And the message was all about anxiety. And so I was just like, wow, like, this is interesting that the first time we come back, it's, you know, and there's a book that he recommended called, cause he, his, she was in fifth grade.
The sixth
grade. His daughter has really bad anxiety and how they've been able to like work through it. And so he read this book called, How to Raise Worry-Free Girls.
Mm.
So I ordered you a copy.
Oh, my dad sent you.
That's very sweet. Thank you very much.
I thought of you and I was like, oh, that is really nice.
That's cute.
That's all you want for your kids is for them to be worry-free, right?
They
just live carefree lives.
Well, he was just saying like how he's like, his daughter just had like debilitating anxiety, wouldn't do anything. And then, you know, through the year and, you know,
would barely want to go to school.
And then at the end of the year, after they've been working through the anxiety and therapists and, you know, praying and all that, there was auditioning for the Annie. And, you know, he's thinking, you know, she's just going to audition to be like one of the
extras.
Hard Knock Girls.
And she's like, no, I want to be Annie. And he showed a clip of her singing Annie. And like, we were like all crying in church.
Oh, everybody. I mean, even watching him
he's
watch
like,
the
I would have
video.
Never thought she would have been from where she was at
to the star.
Oh, that's great.
But she had a beautiful voice. Oh, it was
But that's funny. Allie was in Annie just a few months ago. Yeah, Annie, same show. Yeah,
that's
One of the, she did fantastic. But that is her happy place. On stage is there.
That's like kind of amazing.
All she wants to do. She wants to be on stage at all times. She's in rehearsals for a play right now. It's been really interesting fitting in all of her duties in eighth grade, all of her homework, and all of these rehearsals for Adam's Family. Mm-hmm. And but she's in heaven.
I love that.
Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah.
Side note, Easton, when we talked about the stuff going on with your lady, your wife, our girlfriend Leslie texted us and said, that sounds like he's a fair... what's that called again? He's trying to affair dating, like trying to find like someone to. She had a word for it. I can't remember what it was, but
interesting.
Yeah, so that's something where it's like it's totally not inappropriate at all.
So she stopped. A quick update. She's like, I'm just gonna just stop responding to this dude because they don't like directly work together. So it's not like it's gonna be an awkward thing at work,
right?
He's affair hunting. That's what it is.
Affair hunting.
Oh,
listening to the podcast, tell Easton the dude contacting his wife is crossing a major line. Not okay. The guy is married and is telling her how unhappy he's with his wife. That's called affair hunting.
Yeah, she cut him off, and he sent like a couple like weird messages like the next day. It was like because like he saw her at work and was like, oh, what are you up to this weekend? She's like, oh, nothing. Just I'm feeling kind of sick. I'm just gonna stay home.
Mm-hmm.
And then like I think she posts on Instagram that she and I went to Disneyland. And he's like, oh, feeling really sick, huh? Like that kind of thing.
Oh my god, ew.
I know. And like that was like upsetting. And so she's like, Allison said, like, I don't owe this guy anything. Like we're not friends.
No,
I don't know. He's trying to make me feel like I owe him something, but I don't. So just like stopped and he kept messaging, but that was like a couple days ago and hasn't in last. 2 days
she
or so.
She's hit him with that block, spam, delete.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, just block this dude.
Time to block.
Hit him with the three.
Bye. I know. Well, thanks for the update.
Tori's on the phone from the pharmacy. Tori?
Oh, Tori.
I'm here.
Are you okay?
Did you have to... I'm here.
I'm behind enemy lines.
Did you have to use your ID?
No, so I... Okay, listen, you guys. I don't know how this whole thing works. Like, do you need to show your ID? I'm currently walking past 15
Tori.
Aisles of Halloween candy.
Tori, let me tell you what to do.
Where is your pregnancy
test? You asked someone? Tori, you asked...
21, aisle 21.
Okay, Tori, just walk in, grab a pregnancy test and a bottle of water and some candy and just leave.
I think she should get
two. Do you have a ring? Put it on your left finger. It'll make you feel so much better. The amount of times I've walked in not married.
Do you want to know that I literally pointed with my left hand so that they could see I had some kind of gold band on my finger?
Oh, my God.
That 21 over there. That 21. That one over there. Flashing the ring.
Yeah, I think two is a good idea.
Yeah, get the first response with the lines, not the ones that say yes or no. Get the first response 6 days before your missed period.
Okay, so I'm by the condoms. I feel like I'm close.
Oh, my God. Tori's like, here's the lube.
You're on the right track.
There's a lot of lube.
They're next to Astrobot. They're by the tampons.
No, I'm literally going to have to ask her again.
Tori, you're a college educated woman. You can find them.
Don't ask.
I love that Sarah said, get some candy with it, too.
I love that you have no shame for asking.
Well, no, you don't want to
not, then you want to, like...
You don't want to roll up with one test. You got to act like you just, like, are stocking up. So you grab, like, some waters, some, like,
you guys, I can't believe it.
Chips.
I'm going to have to ask again, and there's, like, 15 people in line at the pharmacy.
Tori, it's not please that hard, hurry. Babe. We don't have all day.
Tori, they're by the...
You guys, I'm not kidding. I am looking.
Okay, they're by their tampons, that's all.
First response. They're usually... They actually, which store are you at?
I'm at CVS.
Okay, so CVS, they might be locked up here in LA because they're expensive.
Yeah,
I'm actually thinking that because they're definitely not here. Because
they're like $25.
The tequila and the pregnancy test.
Oh my God, you're going to have to ask someone to unlock the thing for you.
I'm going to ask her again.
I love that the tequila and the pregnancy text and the razors are behind.
And the Sudafed.
Oh, and the Sudafed.
It's so annoying that the razor heads.
You said 21.
What?
23.
Oh.
Hang on.
It's 21. Can you come with 60 lines?
Okay.
We got to help her.
All right.
Okay. We're in action.
Good luck.
All right. See you soon. I'm going to drink some water. But can you grab me another smart water? Thanks. Love you. Bye.
Oh.
All right. Well, to be continued. Finish listening to the show to see the real live peeing on a stick.
I'm so nervous.
Are you?
What if we like... What if you made like someone so random, like pregnant? Like you're not, but like Danielle's like, oh, I'll take one for fun, and like she's pregnant, or like Tori,
or Tanya,
or Tanya,
the daughter
she's
of
like,
the
gods. He says no.
Oh, that would be
all right,
scary.
Well, so stay tuned. We're having a guest coming up before I do that. So
Dr. Imani is talking narcissism next.
Super excited.
Making your home beautiful is the ultimate form of self-care. So you spend one third of your life in sheets. So don't you want to be insanely comfortable? So true story, Michael and I obviously moved to Nashville. And every single one of our sheets is Brooklinen, because I'll never forget the one night Michael got into bed and he goes, these sheets, by the way, are the most comfortable sheets ever. Are these from blah, blah, blah? And I said, no, babe, these are Brooklinen. And he was completely blown away. And everybody is loving and recommending Brooklinen. Brooklinen sheets are named the winner of the best of online bedding. And they're luxury sheets, towels, bedding, and more without the luxury markup. Most bedding is marked up as much as 300%. That's insane. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. So for our listeners, they are giving you guys an exclusive offer. You go to brooklinen.com, okay? Get 10% off and free shipping when you use promo code Jana at brooklinen.com. This is the only way to get 10% off and free shipping is to use the promo code Jana at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen, brooklinen.com. Promo code Jana. Brooklinen, these truly are the best sheets ever. So no one really has time to go to the post office. You know, you're busy. You've got like grocery shopping to do and errands. Do you really want to make another stop? And plus, who's got the time with the parking, the lugging all your mail and packages? It's honestly a hassle. Well, that's why you need stamps.com, one of the most popular time-saving tools for small businesses and just for moms, or honestly for whoever, especially in a day and age now where you can basically get anything you want shipped to your door. Well, stamps.com will ship you a scale and anything else that you need to make sure that you can print U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere, right from your home. Once your mail is ready, just hand it to your mail carrier or drop it in the mailbox. It's as simple as that. With stamps.com, you get 5 cents off of every first class stamp and up to 40% off of priority mail. Not to mention it's a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time and money. It's no wonder that over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Jana. That's Stamps.com. Enter Jana.
Hi, it's Dr. Romani. How are you?
Hey, good.
Hi,
how
Dr. Romani. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
So you have a book coming out. It's called Don't You Know Who I Am? How to Stay Sane in an Era of Narcissism. Why did you write this book? Where's your connection to narcissism?
So I've been working in narcissism as an area for over 10 years, and it was sort of one of those things I was working on quietly, and then there was an election, and everybody started talking about it. But in having those conversations, yeah, there's a bigger cultural issue around narcissism, and whether it's how the president behaves or other, you know, other famous people behave or social media, it's really bled into regular people's lives. You can't go into a parking lot nowadays without people screaming at each other or someone screaming, "Don't you know who I am?" on an airplane or at a hotel clerk. Mm-hmm. So it seems to be something that's bubbled up into American, actually global culture I'm seeing now. And it's really taking a toll on people. And all of that cumulatively, I've written another book called Should I Stay or Should I Go? Surviving a Relationship with a Narcissist. That was about narcissism in the intimate space, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, because a lot of relationships were sort of crumbling under that. But after that book, I got a lot more questions. People said, you know what? My husband's fine, but it's my mom who's the narcissist, or it's my boss who's the narcissist. This book takes on all of the different kinds of narcissistic relationships, but also makes us take a really hard look at our culture and say, how are we all contributing to this, and how are we all suffering?
Dr. Romani, at what age does it kind of transition from maybe someone just having some character defects or being just an a-hole or whatever into actual full-blown narcissism?
You know, I actually tell people, especially parents, I'm like, put the brakes on calling this a name until actually a person's probably into their early mid-20s. Until that age, the personality, it's almost like a sweater that's too big for someone, still kind of growing into it. By 23, 24, 25, you can look at how someone's acting and saying, yeah, this is probably going to be a pattern. I wouldn't use this word with a 17-year-old because as a mother of teenagers, I could say most teenagers are awful. So, yeah.
So that's something where it's like, okay, after that time, that's when, it's a wait and see.
Yeah.
Are women, is it like more men are narcissists or is it more women, or do you find that to be different?
Way more men are narcissistic. I'm guessing it's probably 80-20, to be honest with you.
For sure.
The big spread is how the difference between how men and women are socialized. Women are taught to talk about their emotions. Mm-hmm. They're taught to make stronger relational ties from an early age. They're not taught to be as competitive. They're not as authoritarian. They have very different kinds of relationships with their parents. And boys are really taught to be competitive. Little boys are told, don't cry. Boys don't cry. Girls are like, it's cool. You can cry. Like, cry this one out. So we do teach them differently. We socialize them differently. There's been a lot of talk in the media about toxic masculinity. Toxic masculinity is sort of a pithy way to say narcissism, to be honest with you. But is it going to catch up? Yes. I would say I run into narcissistic women all the time. I have a lot of men who come into my practice and say, what have I done? Who have I married? And these women are very narcissistic. Lots of people out there had narcissistic mothers. So, I mean, I honestly think that in the next 10 to 20 years, we're going to see those scales start evening out quite a bit.
I guess, like, what really truly makes a narcissist, though?
That's what I was going to ask. Like, it might be a dumb question, but what is a narcissist?
It's a great question because I think a lot of people think a narcissist is someone who's really stuck up and loves themselves.
Yeah.
It's not
it's
at
more
all
than
the truth.
That.
In fact, it's the opposite of that. They're actually really quite self-loathing. So at the core of it, these are people who lack empathy, who are really entitled. They're really arrogant. They're constantly seeking admiration or validation. Look at me. Tell me I'm great. They're really superficial. They're vain. They are very prone to rage. They're very controlling. They're also very charming. They're very charismatic. They're very confident. But ultimately, at the core of it, believe it or not, they're deeply, deeply insecure. And that's why they're always trying to overcompensate. I said, listen, if somebody's really good at something, they're not going to brag about it. They're going to be confident. Like, I know this. I got this. I don't need to behave like a fool and suck all the oxygen out of the room. However, if I'm insecure, I'm going to come out punching. I'm going to come out bragging. And I'm going to get really irritable if things don't go my way.
It's the no empathy that is sort of the shocking part of it. Because they truly, it's not that they are selfish and have no empathy. They don't really even understand what it would be to have empathy. Is that right?
No. Absolutely. And you nailed it. That's actually really well put. I think where a lot of people will sit in my office and say, I don't get it. Are you telling me they just don't care? And I look at them, I'm like, yeah, I'm telling you, they just don't care. Then people say, what's wrong with me? I said, nothing's wrong with you. They don't care about anybody. Again, it's the insecurity. So they really don't care. They don't have empathy. And I got to be honest with you, every week I get emails and calls from people who say, I'm narcissistic. The word is getting out that we kind of suck. And I actually want a relationship. And they want a relationship. They said, but you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I really don't care about feelings and emotions and stuff. Can you teach me how? Mm. I got to tell you, it's hard to do as an aftermarket add-on at 35 to be teaching people stuff they should have learned when they were six. And so even a self-aware narcissist is a horrible thing to witness because they kind of realize they don't really care. That lack of empathy is what makes it so invalidating to have any kind of relationship with them.
Is it on a spectrum?
Like, yeah, absolutely. It's absolutely on a spectrum. Not only is it on a spectrum, there's different kinds. Like, listen, everybody, all of us have a few of those benign narcissistic friends. Like, they're a little bit too Instagrammy, and they're a little bit too edit my picture-y, and a little bit too selfie. Everyone. You know, there's always that person. But, you know, at the core of it, and they're not really good at empathy, but they're not bad people. And, like, it's always good to have a few of them on ice for a dinner party because they sort of jazz things up. Definitely not someone you take your problems to. But at the most severe end, we have malignant narcissists that almost feel like psychopaths. Like, they manipulate, they exploit, they coerce, they bully, they oppress. Like, they're really, really dreadful, if not dangerous people. And then there's all other sort of your classical narcissist who's sort of like the showy, braggy, you know, charming, charismatic, kind of is the center of attention person, but gets grumpy when things don't go their way or people aren't noticing them. And then you have sort of that stealth narcissist, which is the covert narcissist. And these are the people who are always victims. They're like, how come nothing ever goes my way? You know, I would have been one of the great ones if I had been born 10 years later. You know, things don't go my way because people are threatened by me. Those are narcissists. And people think they're pathetic. But actually, that constantly being a victim, they're very entitled. They're like, you know what? I'm too good for a 9-to-5, so I'm going to stay home. So they're the person who kind of lives in mom's basement and somehow is waiting for someone to show up with a check, I guess. But they really do believe that they shouldn't have to work.
Now, I have a question. And, you know, it's interesting. Jana and I talk a lot about the current events and also what's current in our relationship. And so, you know, I hear a lot of talk about narcissism nowadays, obviously, and a lot of the traits that you're talking about right now, I feel these little flags coming up in my brain, and I'm like, oh, I do some of that, or I've done that. Mm-hmm. I'm this way sometimes. And like last night, for example, Jan and I were kind of having an argument and, you know, discussing something. And maybe this is just my upbringing as a male, but I find it physically impossible or very, very difficult at times to actually comprehend maybe where Jana is coming from in a situation. Be like, to me, it doesn't make rational sense. And I'm like, I literally, like last night, I had a hard time finding the empathy for Jana's point of view because it just did not make sense to me. And so
here's my question.
I was trying to tell him that it doesn't need to make sense to you, but that's still, I'm still allowed to have those feelings.
Right. Like, so my big question would be, did you try to understand her feelings? Because empathy is got two pieces. Empathy is not a one-way street. Okay. It's not just, I get your feelings, but it's also you taking a minute and reflecting on yourself and saying, is how I'm acting now uncomfortable for her? And because even if you were to say something like, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm struggling with this, like with understanding this, but I can look at your face and see that you're hurt. Mm. And so I love you or care about you, whatever your feeling is for this person. And I don't want you to be hurt. So how can you help me help you at this point? So it's not, you may listen, we don't always get someone else's feelings, right? Mm-hmm. I don't understand sometimes when somebody is, I don't understand it. My clients sometimes, I'm like scratching my head thinking what are they thinking? But I can read their face. And they're in pain, so this is real. And one of the worst things we can ever do to someone is judge their emotions, because we don't get to. It's almost like telling someone else, you must be hungry. How the hell are you supposed to know that they're hungry? They're the ones, it's their stomach. Let them figure it out. So you can't anticipate that, but making a good faith attempt at saying, I actually don't intellectually get it, but I see it. So please help, because I love you. I don't want you to be hurt. I don't want you to be hurting. I don't want you to be in pain. I want you to feel understood. We're not always going going to be understood. Someone may not understand, for example, let's say somebody, I don't know, goes through a breakup and 6 months later, they're still obsessing about the breakup and the relationship only lasted 3 months. Everyone around them might say, I don't get it. I'd say to them, you may not get it, but this is real for them. And the best thing we can do is just be there, attempt to get it, but more than anything, see that our friend is hurting. And that sometimes is all the antidote you need. And that's what can keep a relationship going. I know with my partner, he'll say, you know, honey, I don't get it. But and he'll just put his arms around me and that's it. And I'm good.
But why is it so hard, though, for him to like do that?
Because I think he's trying to intellectualize it. Mm-hmm. You know, never make a feeling intellectual because it's not. It's not a thought. It's a feeling. It's like being hungry. Like I said, you don't know if someone else is hungry. I mean, you have to trust in good faith that they are. And let's say you just ate an enormous meal and they say, I'm still hungry. You can't say you can't be hungry. We just ate so much. They just said they're hungry. So you have to roll with that. So it is about trusting the other person. And the arrogance comes from thinking like, no, they can't be feeling that because that's only one person's experience. So it's really about stepping out of yourself and saying, this is possible feeling this way. I don't have to understand it. I simply need to be here to accept it. There's a difference between understanding and accepting.
Right. And the thing is, ultimately, I do end up getting to that point, but it is, I mean, literally last night, but Jana had to like walk out of the room because she was getting so frustrated that, and I was physically like in agony, trying to comprehend, trying to understand.
And I was trying to tell him he didn't need to understand. I was just like, that's my, just say, I'm sorry you feel that way. How can I maybe help you in the future or something? Mm-hmm. And it just, mm-hmm. he just physically could not do it. And I was like, I cannot hold your hand through this right now because I'm getting frustrated and I'm walking out of the room.
Right. And so that idea, like, and I would want to know then what happened in your childhood that understanding became so important, because that goes deeper, you know, because it drives that need that somehow in your early environment with your parents or caregivers or even your siblings, there was a need to get it. And that might have given you power in the family system or comfort in the family system. These icebergs run really, really deep. And if you were my client and I was working with you, I would really want to spend the time saying, why is it so important to get it? Why can't you just feel it? I mean, forgive me for using sort of a, I don't know, like a bit of a sexy example, but it's trying to understand your orgasm. How often do you say, well, that's quite good and I'm feeling like ramped up? You're like, no, that felt really good. You know, you don't try to deconstruct feelings, whether they're good ones like orgasms or eating a great meal or they're bad ones. You just roll with the feeling. And I think that in a relationship, if somebody's having a rough time of it, it's being in the moment with their feeling. And it could very well be that you're uncomfortable with her discomfort. And by trying to understand it, you're creating distance between you and her rather than closeness because you're uncomfortable. She's fine with her feeling. You're the one who's struggling.
Are certain types of women attracted to narcissistic men?
Oh, heck yeah.
Because yeah. I repeatedly... I'm very attractive. So what is that? What is that?
Narcissists almost, I mean, I'm going to use a heterosexual paradigm here, so forgive me. I don't know, it could be men, women, doesn't matter. The narcissist always gets the girl. And that's because they're more clever. They're more charming. They're more extroverted. They tell a better story. They're much better at dating. They can be so attentive in the beginning that you feel like you're the only person in the world. And then once they've got your attention, it's like putting a butterfly under glass. Like they're not interested anymore. Now, you'd like to think, you know, first time, shame on you. Second time, shame on me. But some people keep doing it. Because what they'll often say is like, if somebody's not really exciting in the beginning, I'm going to get bored and I'm not interested. But a lot of it also comes from early family stuff that many times people will say, you know what? I had to really pedal fast and hard to get my parents' attention. And to this day, to me, love means I got to work hard to keep mm-hmm. someone's attention. Mm-hmm. And people will really keep replaying that dynamic over and over again. And I got to be honest with you, sometimes where it turns around, somebody gets really, really hurt by a narcissist. I mean, they get destroyed by one, and then they go date or fall in love with someone that 10 years before they would have thought was boring. And they find that, wow, this boring thing is really hot. Like, I am down with this. But they really had to kind of go through that. They had to get hurt to work through that earlier conflict to realize they were working through earlier kinds of stuff, to keep winning this person over. And remember, for a lot of people out there, their prevailing self-story is, I'm not enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not tall enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not rich enough. And narcissists reinforce that idea of not enough. So then people, it's almost like a job then, like, I'm going to lose weight, or I'm going to be sexier, or I'm going to make more money, or I'm going to get a promotion. I'm going to win this person over. Like I said, that's often a story that starts in people's family of origin, and then they keep playing that out.
Yeah, winning this person over is really
winning.
Like,
yeah.
It's really hitting me hard because it's like, I always want to, I'll feel so good if I just do what I'll bend like a pretzel to get them back. Yeah.
Do you feel like you'll end up breaking him, Amy? Is that like your goal? You think?
No, but she's nailing it with winning. It's like, good when I get them back.
Yeah.
And I'll be so happy. And this time it'll be good. And I've read like 20 books on narcissism. And what's really fascinating is they are textbook. Mm-hmm. Like the book was like, and then this will happen. And it did. And then this will happen. And it did.
Yeah.
So now you need to see why you do that. Why you go to those men. Did you call the therapist?
Yeah. Mike has to send me his another one today. And I feel like I'm getting a little something right now.
I know, but you need to like figure out why you keep picking these kind of men.
Yeah, because I do agree, like, it's on me now.
Yeah.
And I even...
Yeah, it is.
And I have been hurt so bad, so bad, so bad. And I thought, I won't do that again. And I've done it two more times.
Yeah.
Can narcissists, you know, can narcissists attract each other?
Oh, do you want to give me a narcissist?
They can.
No, I'm just saying. Yes. No, I'm saying, is it possible for?
Got really awkward. I'm sweating.
Absolutely,
I'm sweating.
They can attract each other. And let me
She's
tell
a producer,
you, when
and
that
I really
happens.
Like the show, so can you not? Like,
I already know I'm the empath. I've read like a lot of books. I take on the other person.
No, I'm just curious because I know
You're self-aware.
I just think what's fascinating. No. Narcissism is so prevalent, and it's become sort of a catchphrase. Yeah. But they are truly crazy makers. Because you feel crazy. You're like, and they kind of tell you you're crazy. And then you think, am I? Am I crazy? Like, wait.
Yeah.
Am I the one?
Am I the one? And I think sometimes they're right. And I'll go, if I just do this, then we'll be good.
Yeah.
If I just do this, we'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a lot of, like, lot of relationships though, too. No?
But they keep moving the goalposts. No, it's not. It shouldn't be. No, if you're ever in a relationship and you feel that confused, you got to get out.
Some women.
You know, what you're describing is what we call gaslighting. Gaslighting is where you keep challenging someone's reality over and over and over again to the point where they feel like they're losing their mind. And in mental health, gaslighting qualifies as emotional abuse. I mean, it's no different than sort of rounding up a fist and punching someone in the face. It's exactly the same thing, just leaves a different bruise. And so when somebody challenges your reality, not okay.
Some women are strong. And like if a man treats them badly, they go F this and they're out. Where I'm like, let me come back for 10 times of this is great. Like, let me try that again.
It's addictive, right? Because that idea of winning actually lights up the dopamine in our brain. Like, cause it is, it often does become a cycle of like, they win you over and it's really fun and you're having a great time. And then they pull away a little bit like, I got to win them back over again. Hustle, hustle, hustle. You get their attention, exciting dopamine, and you keep doing it over and over again. So it's an old cycle. And so people who are actually have at all an addictive style to their personality, they're often drawn to narcissists too. People who don't mind roller coasters and people who are sort of slow and steady, they'll walk away. But it is, listen, we're all going to make the mistake. How many people are going to say, whoa, a really attractive guy just gave me his number. I'm going to crumple it up and throw it in the trash. Actually, by the time I'm done with people, they do. I mean, because they're so scared after they talk to me, because I train them so well. I'm like, these are the things to look for. But someone smooth and slick and suave and charismatic, I really love to get to know you. You're the most interesting person in the room. Most people say, wow, this is really great. I want to meet this person. So the trick is a lot of people need to learn better gatekeeping. And the first time anyone fools with your reality, you need to get out. And really to lay that down, because what will happen is a narcissist will try to suck you back in. It's actually something called hoovering. They will give you the full court press to get you back in. And you have to have absolute nerves of steel to say absolutely not. Because the one thing you've got to remember about narcissists is that they don't change. They are one trick ponies. They only know one song and they will not change.
Interesting.
This is definitely going to be a trending topic as years go on in this society. I mean, the way things are going.
Yes.
Dr. Romani, thank you so much for your time. Where can our listeners find you to learn more about, you know, your outlook on all of this?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Dr. Romani, which is DocTorRamani. You can find my website at Dr. Romani, which is DrRamani.com. If you go to either of those places, it'll link you to my YouTube channel, my Instagram, Twitter, all the rest of it too. And new book coming out, so you can order it. It's just about to hit the stores. It's called Don't You Know Who I Am? How to Stay Sane in an Era of Narcissism, Entitlement, and Incivility. So it's a survival guide for the next century.
Huh. And that's October 1st,
ordering now.
October 1st, yeah.
All
yeah.
right.
Awesome. Thank you so yeah. much.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you, Thank you. Take good care. Bye-bye now.
So we all love a good subscription box, right? From food boxes to wellness boxes to, I mean, anything. Even Michael's zombie apocalypse boxes. But what about a subscription box for your kids that's fun, educational, and helps them develop creative confidence to change your world? And also, going to be honest, helps me come up with great ideas because sometimes I feel bad. I'm like, all right, let's just color. But with KiwiCo, they create these super cool hands-on projects for kids to make learning about STEAM fun. Science, technology, engineering, art, and math. Designed by experts and tested by kids. So again, it's so great for moms, parents out there that are just like, honestly, this is another way to help my kid with not only school, but to get creative. It's affordable, convenient, and it really encourages your children to be anything they want to be. There's no commitment to. You can cancel anytime. Monthly options start at $19.95 per month, including shipping. For our listeners, go to kiwico.com/Jana to get your first month free. Every day counts when it comes to making a difference, so don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to kiwico.com/Jana and get your first month free. That's kiwico.com/Jana.
They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy. Like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today.
Hey guys, so I've been texting with Lauren because
Lauren Elena.
Yeah, Lauren Elena. Sorry, thanks. And her first episode, her first dance just came out on Dancing with the Stars. So she said she can call in. Easton, is that going to be cool? Can she call in?
Yeah, yeah. Let's get her on the phone.
All right, Lauren.
Yeah.
Hi.
What's up, girl?
Hey.
Oh my God, girl, you killed it.
Thank you. I just watched it again, and I was like, is that me?
Like,
I don't even know that person. I'm like a new person. Like, what is happening?
And I feel like you kind of, because you came over, and you're like, I can't dance at all. And then you came out there, and like Michael's like, hey, so how did Lauren do? Because I think he was watching football. And I said, she freaking killed it. Like, you did not miss a step.
Well,
Here's the thing, though. Even if you did, we never know. And that's something, too. Like, I remember I'd been like, oh, my God, but I missed that and this. And it's like, but we don't know. You know, like watching.
Yeah. I was so proud. I thought I was going to pass out. I was so excited.
Oh, good for you.
That's amazing.
Like, that's got to be, like, the best feeling, like, knowing that, like, you know, it's just, like, that you're, like, proud of yourself.
I am so proud. Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad that it went well. And we got a 7.
That's incredible. Wow. Like, literally incredible.
It was so funny, Gleb, because everyone was like, yeah, the judges are going to be harder this year. And they were pretty strict. I was like, crap. But Gleb, like, said to me, he said, don't even pay attention to the score. Mm-hmm. Like, it's no matter what our score is, it doesn't matter. They're going to be so much more strict this year, and it's going to be okay. Just don't let it get you down if we don't get a good score. And I was like, is he giving me a pep talk? Is he telling me that we're going to get a bad score? So when they said, all right, let's get your scores, I was like, I'm going to pass out right now. I blacked out. I don't even know. I was so nervous. And then we got great scores. And I was like, I wanted to look at Gleb and be like,
how are you preparing for next week?
So we have today off. They like made everyone take today off. I think that's different. Usually, I think. Mm-hmm. Did you learn your new dance on Tuesdays?
Yeah, there was no days off.
Yeah, so they like made everyone take today off. It's like a new rule, I guess.
Oh,
but,
wow.
So I'm just laying around praying about it.
Well, I'm in LA, so let's get together.
You are?
Uh-huh.
We have to.
I would love that. Hey, girl, I just got to ask because it's out there. How's your heart?
My heart is good. It's kind of like weird timing, mm-hmm. obviously, to go through a breakup right before you go on TV. But it's been a good distraction. And John and I are friends. I mean, I love John. We were best friends before we dated. It just like didn't work out, you know?
Yeah.
But we're still friends. I just talked to him. And he said, you know, he's really proud of me, and it sucks. I mean, it's sad.
Sure. But, like, now's the time to just, like, have so much freaking fun on Dancing with the Stars, and I want everyone to vote for Lauren Elena because she's an incredible person, and she's killing the, like, that was insane. I'm so excited to watch every week now because I think the mirror ball is going to stay in the country family because that was so good. Like, Gleb's got to be so happy.
When we get it done. But yes, I want to win so bad after doing that dance. 'Cause
I wasn't sure that I was going to be able to do, like, I didn't know how I would do in the moment, you know? Mm-hmm. I was like, please don't get out there and forget it. I just kept praying, just remember the steps, because it's so different than anything I've ever done. And I was like, what if I'm, like, nervous and forget the whole thing? That was, like, my biggest fear. And
I, yeah.
So now that I got that one out of the way, I think I can do it. I think I can do this.
Well, just know that Gleb totally gets that, because I remember the first dance, like, right before the beep, 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 I was like, Gleb, I forgot the entire thing. He's like, no, you didn't, just dance. And then it was like, and you're live. And I'm like, ah! So it's...
I know that click track.
Oh, it's terrible.
People can't hear on the show. I mean, it scares you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
It's like click, your heartbeat, click, like, click, coming out of your chest.
Goes, bang, bang, bang. My heart, like, sinks up to it. It's so scary, but...
Well, I love you. You looked beautiful. I'm so proud of you. And I think the biggest takeaway of this is that you're proud of yourself, too, which I think is huge.
I'm so proud.
Mm. All right. I love you. I'll text you later, babe.
Okay.
Bye, babe.
So why does Men's Health call the Peloton bike the best cardio machine on the planet? Well, let's break it down. So you can't find a workout that keeps you engaged. Peloton is an immersive cardio experience with real-time features that will always keep you coming back. Work up a great sweat at home for less than the cost of a studio class. So I actually got to just work with Peloton, and it was incredible. First of all, their treadmills and their bikes are absolutely insane. But the greatest part about that is if you don't want to pay for an expensive trainer or a gym membership, Peloton offers classes, which is so great on their amazing Peloton screen. And you can either watch live classes or you can download some classes that you like from your favorite trainers. It's so great. So you can get in your zone with curated music designed to move and motivate you. Hip hop, country, Latin, whatever you're in the mood for. They've got classes waiting for you with a variety of themes, difficulty levels, and training programs. Experience something new every time you sweat. Live encouragement from top instructors makes you want to keep coming back for more. So Peloton is offering a limited time offer. Get $100 off accessories when you purchase the Peloton bike and get a great cardio workout at home. Go to onepeloton.com and use promo code WINDOWN to get started. That's one-peloton, PELOTON.com, and use the promo code WINDOWN. That's one-peloton.com.
Okay, I have to pee, like, really bad.
Okay, I've been
like, actually? You, like, actually have to pee. Oh, so, God. Did Tori...
Oh, they're right here.
They're right here.
What kind did she get?
Let's see.
Well, I feel like Tori needs to come in here. Come here.
Clear blue. There you go.
Oh, I told her not to get that kind.
Well...
Oh, Tori.
Clearly she is struggling with this assignment.
Oh, good.
Good. First response. She got one of each.
You got one of each.
Oh, and some peanut butter cups. That's nice.
I told you, candy.
Sour Patch Kids. And a big old Aquafina for you.
Oh,
so there you go.
Thank you. Go ahead, Tori. Would you have to ask again?
I had to ask again.
Okay.
She recommended these two, and I lost you guys on the line, so I didn't hear what you said for not getting, and I tried to ask what brand, and then you guys were disconnected.
Well,
so
I'm going to go pee because I really have to go. You guys keep talking.
Thank you for your service.
We'll go live here on this, okay?
Well, we're going to delve into Mike and his real feelings.
Phone? Yeah. Can you take a phone with you to the bathroom?
Bring it in here.
Can you resist looking at it until you get in here? Can you wrap it in a paper towel?
No, she's going to. So I'll pee on it.
And then bring it in.
Is Mike allowed to tell us what was Jana trying to express to you last night that you couldn't understand? Because I want to see if I understand it as a woman.
She was.
Don't worry, I got your back.
Okay, go to the bathroom.
We'll talk babies.
Don't grill me about how I feel about this third baby, and we'll talk about the other stuff when you get back.
I think it's great.
Tori, go take one with her. I have to pee, but I don't feel like taking
one.
No,
you don't want to take one?
Wait, how do you feel? Mike?
You'd rather not know.
I'd rather not.
All right, Mike, she's gone. So
okay, let's go.
Real thoughts.
Hurry, fast.
I mean, yes, it would be amazing. And I was genuine when I told Jane. I was like, if we have one, great. If we don't, okay.
I believe you.
Great.
Like, I really do.
I truly do.
But right now, with this the hype in the air, now the ideas of starting all over again and, you know, that delays other plans that we wanted to do in a few years. And it changes the landscape of the next few years.
Of life.
Yeah, not even next few years, of life. So it changes things.
Well, your house is big enough.
That's what I was going to say. But how are you just trusting the universe? Like, if it is, great. And if it isn't.
And that's why I'm this way. That's why I'm like, even though we got a vasectomy for a reason, I'm still just like.
But is a part of you like, because you know her and you know if it comes back and it says no, she's going to kind of be like, I kind of want another.
No, because I'm on my foot's down on that.
I also think it's a no. I don't think she is.
I don't think
but
she
if
is
it's
either.
A yes, the universe clearly wants you to have this third
which
child.
Which is totally fine because right. I love our kids more than anything. And like this whole last weekend, it was hot as hell in Nashville. And we were in the pool all day, every day with
what's
both
another?
Kids. And it was just like, this is the happiest thing in the world.
Yeah.
And it's like, the other night, Jolie woke up at like 4 a.m. for some reason, came into bed. I'm near the door side. She came in, laid in my arms for like 20 minutes. I took her upstairs to her room. She wanted me to lay with her and read her story. We fell asleep together in her bed. I'm like, this right here? I was like, nothing in the world beats this. I was like, so if I have a third kid to do that again with, I was like, I wouldn't regret that whatsoever.
Sweet. Boy or girl?
It wouldn't matter. Jana would want a boy.
I'll tell you that. She really likes those boys.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Really? Jace,
is her boy.
She's like, I want 5 boys.
Wow. I just feel like a part of her is going to be a little sad if she comes in and it's a no. Like, I know she's going to be
with
sad.
That I honestly have no empathy for because I'm like, I got a vasectomy. This isn't like something we...
You did the
no,
best
this
you
would
could.
Just be a bonus. Like, on, like,
yeah,
this
it would be great. It would be amazing.
Because you guys did decide as a unit that you were done and you went and did your thing.
Right.
And
even though the next day she's like, actually, I don't know.
No, dude, we were sitting here in the podcast and she was like, actually, I don't know.
Yeah.
I know. That was very fascinating.
Wow, I mean,
she's not pregnant. I would be willing to bet.
No, but like Sarah's saying, she's definitely gonna probably be a little upset if she's not. But okay.
Sarah, what's your gut?
Oh, this is like hitting me really.
I mean, the vasectomies are pretty good.
Yeah, I would...
Oh God, she's back.
I okay.
Do you have a paper towel? Oh, it has a cap.
It has a cover.
I don't know these things.
Pee is clean. It's fine.
Cover it up.
What do you mean cover it up?
I don't. So it's like we all unveil it together.
Yeah,
so you're not gradually looking at it.
Get a,
what do you mean?
No spoilers.
What do you mean no spoilers? Like covered up like.
Yeah, there you go.
So how long did they like say it takes?
It takes like 3 minutes.
So how long
it'll
has it
show
been?
Up now?
Now? You've been gone for 2.
Yeah, no, it'll show up now. Because it usually shows up within like, the real, it'll
just give it a minute. Well, let's talk about the other stuff and then we'll come back to it.
Wait, you're really going to like make us wait?
I know, that's so rude.
Because what if it says not and then in another minute it says yes.
I don't think they can change their mind.
That's like almost worse than what Tori said.
God's upstairs.
How many did you take? Did you take 1 or 2?
I just did 1.
Before you look, how are you feeling?
I actually, as I was doing it, I was like, oh, I'm kind of nervous right now.
Yeah, you're taking a pregnancy test. I would be nervous too.
Do you have a feeling how you'll feel if it's a yes or a no?
Like, as excited as I would be, I'm good, too, with where we're at.
Okay, we're good, I think.
I feel that.
I think that there will be tears if it's a no.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Little bitty tears. Little misty. A little bit of a...
One no.
A little bit of a tingle in your nose.
I think I'd be okay.
I do, too.
I think about how drunk you're going to get at my wedding.
If not right now, then later today, later tonight.
I know, but you're going to get drunk for the first time.
She's
going to
be like, you know, I was really excited.
Okay, I feel like we can look.
Can we look now?
Oh God!
The
can I do it?
I'm actually freaking out.
Okay, look
out right now.
Just grab it.
Yeah, how did you get here?
It's your fault.
I had a surgical procedure to not prevent this from happening. Okay. Somehow.
Okay, ready? Okay. Set, go.
What do you do?
Oh my God, Mike!
If it's 2 lines, we're pregnant. If it's 1 line, we're not.
There's 4 lines.
That's no.
You're twins.
Wait, so I'm not looking.
Wait, how many lines are we looking for?
Oh my Jesus!
Oh God,
2.
Okay.
What is it?
Turn.
All right, Mark. One more time.
Oh, you're lying.
Oh, no. Flip the thing. Not pregnant.
He's like double checking.
Are you looking at the lines?
I'm not pregnant.
Oh, I'm sort of sad.
Well, that's a buzz.
That was uneventful.
Well, how accurate are those things, though?
I mean, they're pretty accurate.
The odds of him having a vasectomy and it saying no, I'm going pretty solid no.
I'm looking for the second line.
Oh, God.
Because sometimes the
she's like, it's
line,
there. The
sometimes
line is
the
there.
The line does show up, though.
Now it's like, now what?
Oh, my God.
After the pregnancy
should
test.
We try?
Did I tell you?
You called it.
Yeah, we knew you were
going
to do
no,
that.
She'll be happy. She won't. I'm like, I really think she's going to be like, let's just try.
I kind of do, babe.
Oh.
Like, you know, like, what a bummer. No? Who knows? Maybe
I need some candy.
Yeah.
I started eating chips. Too. I just literally cracked open chips. I'm like, I can't with this.
I am like
She's like, someone take a test. Someone. So,
maybe I'm going through menopause.
What was?
Oh, shit.
No, you're too young.
My mom went through menopause at 33.
Oh, yeah. Then maybe.
Because she thought she was. She took me to the doctors with her and thought that she was. I'm going to look at that later, by the way. Thought that she was pregnant and she went through early menopause. So that's why I've always freaked out.
It gets a little out of whack at your age, but will you tell us what happened last night? Because I'm really curious whose side I'm on. I'm sorry to say that, but I really am.
Sides?
I'm most likely.
Oh, did you already tell your part?
No.
We haven't at all.
I'm most likely on Jana's, but.
You wanted to wait because you wanted to be here for it.
Well, he seemed a little frustrated because sometimes like nighttime routine can be a lot. Yeah. So he seemed just a little more on edge and frustrated. And so when we put the kids down, I was coming down the stairs, and this is the second time he's made a comment about the gates, the baby gates not closing.
When was the other time?
He's like, did you close the gate when we went up to take Jace to the bath? And you, did you close the gate? I was like, oh, no, it doesn't close very well.
Yeah, all I asked was, did you close the gate?
I know, I said no. So then the second time was then when I came down the steps. And so he was just kind of like in a little weird of a mood. And then he said, this sounds like so juvenile now, but I'm walking down the steps and he goes, is it so hard for you to not shut the gate?
No, I didn't say that.
And I was
that.
Just like, oh.
That's not at all how I said it or what I said.
You were very like dead. Well, honey,
I said, did you have a hard time shutting the gate? Because you had said it's hard to shut.
No, but
even though we got it fixed, but because the latch doesn't fall completely on it, but it's context that's important.
But you said, do you have a hard time shutting the gate? And I'm like, oh, it was like very deadpanned. And he was just, and I just was like, okay, like, sorry. Until I kind of ran up the steps, you know, to like close it properly. And then I just, again, because to me that was not, later on he said that was a joke. But I'm like, but you seemed frustrated early on. So I didn't really take it as a joke because it seemed kind of passive. So when we were in the laundry room, I was just like, hey, I don't know what's going on. But if there's something bothering you, will you just please let me know? Like invitation basically to come talk to me. He's like, nothing's wrong. And I'm just like,
I love how the inflection of her voice to act like me
getting two perspectives.
But like, yeah, I mean, you still were like, nothing, like you wasn't like, oh no, babe, I'm totally fine. I'm sorry that you think something's wrong. Like it wasn't
that. Why do I have to say I'm sorry?
Well, you don't say you're sorry, but you can, you know, you could have been like, oh no, babe, nothing's wrong at all. And so it's a different, like sometimes like your tone can be taken a little harsher.
Do you guys watch the show The Affair?
No.
So here's what's super fascinating and why I think you guys should watch it. Uh-huh. The way they do, well, it is about an affair, but you'd be able to handle that.
Clearly.
They shoot the same scene.
Uh-huh. Oh, love that.
From the woman's perspective and then the man's.
Love.
It's the same sort of scenario and the differences are amazing.
That's like
actually
genius.
Incredibly thought-provoking.
Really genius. Yeah.
Because the way it lands on one character when you're seeing it from the male perspective and then the opposite. And as the viewer, you're really like, well, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened now because
I'm seeing both.
Yeah. It's super fascinating. And that's what I see.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I can get like, you know, there's times when, you know, he's a little bit more quieter than other times. But, you know, lately he has been a little bit more just moody, I guess. And so it's just been kind of hard to decipher that. And it just, you know, I just think his tone sometimes is very hard to take because it's not cheery. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to always be cheery, but you can tell when someone's tone is a little off. And so then I came then into the living room and I was like, hey, can you just understand or try to understand like why I thought that wasn't a joke about and how like it seemed passive to me and how I still feel like there's something wrong with you. And I'm sorry that if there isn't, like that is totally annoying. And I get that too. Like that sucks. Cause like you'll ask me that sometimes too, and it's not, but I just want you to understand why I didn't take that as
a
joke.
Hey, that landed on me weird. Do you mind explaining it?
Yeah, I guess sometimes.
Remember that one time there was a doctor here? I don't remember her name. And she said something like, if you had more like, oh God, it was like something like emotional. If you had more in the bank or something more like, I feel like that's how it is. Sometimes totally. Like he was probably joking, but because
the tone is not,
you're more hypersensitive to it. Yeah. So like, cause like I'm the same, like sometimes I'll just like say like you know, yeah. dumb whatever to tie, or he'll say it to me and it kind of just like bounces. But I feel like because of what you guys have been through, you're just more hypersensitive to what he says. And then when you say is something wrong, maybe he's more hypersensitive to you being like, why is something wrong? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I feel like
that could be it for sure.
That's what I feel like I'm kind of hearing, because I feel like you both are probably like, yeah, it was nothing, but it was something. Like, he doesn't like when you say, you know, what's wrong or something wrong.
For sure.
But then you don't like when he snaps or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Even if it was a joke, you didn't think it was a joke because you're just more... You're not sensitive, but you're more hypersensitive to things. And now we're making him mad, and I'm scared.
No, I'm not wrong.
Right?
No.
Do you see how just like his restingness though is like
because
scary?
He thinks.
That's why Jan, an argument a while back was like, yeah. And basically, I don't remember how you say it, really. You're like, yeah, and all my friends think you're grumpy. I'm like, what?
No, because you're more like you're just like thinking about it, but to you, you're more. You know what I mean? So I could see how you'd be like, are you mad? But really, he's like, no, I'm not mad, but stop asking, you know?
Yeah. And I do get it. But again, it was the tone in which, like, I don't think he realizes your tone sometime with when you speak.
I'm guilty of doing the, you should have done this. Uh-huh. And men do not enjoy that.
No.
So I really learned.
Because then it's like, what are you, my mom? It's like,
I best not do that. Yeah. So mm-hmm. I really am working on that because I get it. And they don't like to be told what to do. So even if you're like, hey, you should have said this or you should feel this, it's essentially telling them what to do. And they don't care for that.
I just don't know why it's so hard to like, I mean, I was literally talking like a therapist. Michael, all I'm asking you to do in this moment is just to please try to understand where I'm coming from. And then you can say your feelings after that. And he's just like, he could not do it. And I was just like, I can't.
Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with real Japanese matcha. Perfect for hot or cold brewing. Matcha is rich in vitamin C, catechins, EG, CGs, and L-theanine. Enjoy a delicious matcha latte or smoothie with this convenient green tea powder made from Japan's treasured matcha, finely milled from high-quality green tea leaves. Get 25% off all Matcha Love products on Itoan using code JANA. That's code JANA at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoan.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable, from sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. When headed to the beach, I want to make sure my kids are protected, so I never leave home without Banana Boat 360 Mist. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.